This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1 hour to go on this sports Saturday, and we've got a lot of ground to cover. The Wild were in action. They got a big win over the Sabres. We have a rundown of the NCAA men's and women's basketball tournament scores with Jonathan Lowell. We've got to get an update on Lindsey Brown's trip to the North Shore. That is all coming up. But right now, we're going to talk Twins with Bobby Nightingale, who covers the club for the Star Tribune. They got beat by the Blue Jays 2-1 today in the Grapefruit League. They get the Red Sox tomorrow, and before you know it, they head north. They'll get the Cardinals starting on Thursday in the 2025 season opener. And Bobby, you've been very busy indeed. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, doing well. Can't complain.
Yeah, good to visit with you. Here we are. It's been a long run down in Florida. I'm sure everybody's ready to leave town and get it going.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird when you hit these stretches where it's almost like everyone's kind of waiting for the real stuff to start now. You know, guys are, you know, they've played for 5 weeks and now it's kind of, we're finally here. Guys are ready to play full games and kind of ready to turn that next chapter to figure out who the opening day roster is and all that and kind of just move on to the, you wish you could just jump forward and tomorrow was opening day.
Now, I know your colleague Phil Miller on the beat from the Star Tribune. Who draws the opener in St. Louis, you or Phil?
That'll be Phil. He's got the I've done the Clydesdales before, so at least I've seen what it's like there. But he is the first one, and then I'll meet the team in Chicago for the second series.
Yeah, there you go. And the Twins will break camp. We already heard from Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden about how one of the trucks getting ready to leave town and all the gears. Some gear, obviously, will go to St. Louis, but most of the stuff that was hauled down from the cities making its way back to Target Field in the home opener. Bobby, let's get into some of the storylines right now. You did quite a piece on this bullpen, and it is emerging, and as it is currently structured, this could be the strength of the club.
Yeah, it could be. Last year I feel like it had stretches where it looked dominant. And then stretches where maybe at the end of the season where it kind of got wore thin with, the starters weren't pitching very long. They had three rookie starters in the rotation, probably got asked to do too much. But, when they're clicking, I mean, it's one of the best in baseball. And FanGraphs, the popular baseball website, they project them analytically to be the best bullpen in baseball by a decent margin next year. So that was kind of the genesis of the piece. And if you look at it, I mean, Joan Duran and Griffin Jacks at the back end, Cole Sands had a breakout year last year, Brock Stewart in the middle. You know, there's a lot of high octane arms. I think Louis Varland's a huge wild card this year. I think he could be a huge difference maker. He hasn't given up a run all spring, so definitely a lot of good arms back there. And especially with their starting depth, I mean, I feel like that's definitely the strength of the team is pitching, and whether it's the rotation or bullpen, you have to feel good about them.
Yeah, and no doubt they potentially have some kids in the minor leagues that could help as well. But in the modern game, you have to have a good bullpen to be able to compete over the long haul.
Yeah, and then, you know, something Griffin Jacks kept kind of emphasizing was, you know, it's great they have him and Duran at the back and, you know, Cole Sands too, but it's really those middle guys that are really the difference makers between a good and a great bullpen. You know, he talked about Michael Tonkin, who's going to start the year on the injured list, but just having a veteran guy who's done it before, can pitch any role. Say Duran and Jacks are out or unavailable because they pitched two of the last 3 days or 3 days in a row. You know, he could pitch the eighth inning and you feel good about it. So, you know, I think that's where they feel like they really a difference maker is kind of the depth they have in the bullpen. And as you mentioned, I mean, some of these guys that they're going to be counting on are in the minor leagues right now. You know, Gunnar Prelep, I watched him pitch yesterday, one of their top pitching prospects. You know, throws 98 as a left-hander with an unhittable slider. So, you know, they have some guys that it wouldn't be shocked if they ended up in the bullpen at some point in the summer. But there's at least a lot of depth guys that can throw hard and get a lot of outs.
At the end of March, there's always a lot of optimism. But in reality, going into the offseason and turning the page and heading for 2025, they had the makings of a good bullpen and a good starting rotation. And the fact that what Simeon Woods Richardson did a year ago, but right at the top, you know, when healthy, you got to like day in and day out, the starters the Twins are going to run out there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you know what Pablo Lopez, I feel like you can expect what he's going to give you year in, year out right now. And, you know, MLB.com had a piece the other day that said, you know, who are the top five or six dark horses for Cy Young? And it had Bailey Ober and Joe Ryan both on there. So, you know, that'd be great for Twins fans if those two pitchers both pan out this year and have good seasons. And they both definitely have the upside where wouldn't be shocked if they put it together for 30 starts and were in contention at the end of the season for an award. But, you know, if you look at, like, the good rotations, those are the ones that have the number 5 through 8 starters that can pitch well. And, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, a lot of those Twins young guys got experience last year at the end of the season. So, you know, David Fest and Zebby Matthews will start in the minor leagues, but they are experienced when they do get the call at some point.
Yeah, they already got their feet wet and kind of got the jitters of appearing in the big leagues for the first few times out of their system. Another guy I wanted to bring up on the pitching side, Chris Paddock. Give us a feel for what they expect out of Paddock, what you expect to see out of Paddock this season.
Yeah, I think he's supremely underrated just based off the fact this is a contract year for him. He's a free agent after the season. He knows it. And you look at how much pitchers are making these days on the free agent market. He sure knows how much money he can make if he has a great season. Obviously, it's been a while since he's put it together for a full year, I think since 2019, dealt with injuries kind of every year since then. So, I mean, it's probably unrealistic to expect him to pitch 200 innings this year, but I expect him to be a solid number, you know, mid-rotation starter, number 3, number 4. He looked excellent his last start, ended up with, I think, 7 strikeouts and 4 innings or something like that. And, you know, it was just every pitch he could get swings and misses on. Fastball looked great. Slider and changeup were excellent. So I think that was exciting because he was facing the Red Sox, and that was their A lineup. You know, he's facing Bregman and all those guys. And having that success, I thought that was encouraging for him. And Rocco Baldelli said it was the best he thought he's ever seen Chris Paddock. So I think there's a lot of optimism, and I think the contract year can't be understated for a guy that knows how much money's on the line each time he goes out there.
Bobby Nightingale joining us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, and did a piece about the Twins bullpen. You should check out online at startribune.com or in the paper as well. Really, one of the biggest bummers to come out of this camp was the injury to Royce Lewis and the fact that he won't be available on opening day. What do we know about Royce? When could he be available?
Yeah, I mean, there's at least optimism that it won't be something that lingers as long as last year. Injured his quad last year and was out till June. I think there's hope that he could return sometime in April, but it's one of those, got to wait for the swelling to go down to figure out exactly how he's going to rehab this and how serious it is. And, he hasn't started doing baseball activities or anything like that yet. So still a long ways off, but I think they're at least hopeful that, by mid-April, should have at least a better timeline on when he'll be back. But obviously disappointing for him. I mean, just another injury that he has to deal with. He felt like he came into camp in a great spot, was playing a ton this spring. I mean, just in terms of getting more at-bats, felt like he was improving defensively, and then obviously another injury roadblock when he was running to first base. But no timeline yet, but I'd expect sometime in April. If it drifted beyond May, that would surprise me.
So beyond that, then it became who plays a lot of games at third base, because the thought was Royce Lewis would be at third base.
Yeah, I think it'll be Jose Miranda. You're going to see a lot there. He kind of filled that spot last year when Royce was out at the beginning of the season. Had a hip injury kind of right around the All-Star break, but if you look before that, he was hitting .325, and some of that was inflated. He had that streak where he had 12 hits and 12 straight at-bats, MLB record territory. So, but he kind of makes up for Royce's bat a little bit. I mean, Royce obviously hits for more power. But if you can get a guy on base in the middle of the lineup, I think that's what they're hoping Jose Miranda can do. And then Brooks Lee, I mean, another guy, he's dealing with a back injury. Wouldn't be shocked if he starts on the injured list himself. But another guy who, when he's healthy, could see him factoring in at third base alongside Miranda.
Carlos Correa struggled this spring. Is there any concern about that, or is it just, it's spring training, let's not worry too much?
Yeah, I think it's more the latter. I don't sense there's any concern over it. I mean, if you look at, like, the exit velocity stuff, I mean, he's still hitting balls like 105, 110 miles an hour pretty consistently. It's just on the ground, turning to grounders. He's had a few lineouts. So I don't think his stats are as bad. It's not like he's striking out every at-bat and looks lost at the plate. Obviously, you'd rather go into the season, hitting hot and jumping right in. But I feel like there's always a process with him, and I feel like the Twins are kind of just shrugging their shoulders at his spring and saying, we trust that he'll figure it out at some point.
So we mentioned Royce Lewis, by Carlos Correa, and then we got to bring up Byron Buxton. Once again, throughout his career, climbing the ladder in the minor leagues and the major leagues, when healthy, when right, that this guy can be a game changer.
Yeah, so I'm hit a 430-foot homer today to dead center. Right. I mean, like you said, when he's healthy, he performs, and fortunately, he's been healthy. I mean, if you kind of seen him throughout camp, he's not afraid to be running, stealing bases. He got thrown out yesterday or 2 days ago trying to stretch a single into a double, which, you don't want your guys thrown out, but at least it's a sign of his health that he's attempting to do that. So I think he's in a really good spot mentally, just in terms of, it was the first time he really had a good off season where he didn't have to rehab the entire time. He didn't have to delay into spring training, didn't have to do running progressions and all those things. I think for his mindset wise, it was like, I can finally just relax and be a baseball player again, instead of always worrying about how his knee was going to hold up. So I think mentally he's in a great place. And then physically you can see it by the way he's running that he's feeling good at entering the season.
And that could be gigantic for this team. Bobby, going into the season, how does all of this play out? We've seen players slot into it. What maybe are should Twins fans be the most concerned about going into the season with this everyday lineup?
I think the offense is, just the overall run production. I mean, last year, they got rid of all their hitting coaches. How's the new kind of offensive approach going to translate? Ty France has had an unbelievable spring, hitting almost .500 throughout spring training. But, the last 2 years he struggled offensively. So, you look at that and it's like, okay, if you lose Carlos Santana from last year and you take a step back offensively, Royce Lewis is already dealing with an injury. There's a lot on Matt Wallner and Trevor Larnach's shoulders to kind of be the power sources. But, those guys have been streaky throughout their career. So if they're streaky, kind of where do the home runs come from? And I think you go down a rabbit hole in terms of I think the pitching, I think everyone feels solid. You talk to scouts out here, You know, they rave about the Twins pitching, and it's just how much offense are they going to be able to generate. And, you know, if Royce and Carlos Correa and Byron Buxton all have mostly healthy seasons, I think those questions are quieted a little bit if some of those guys are hurt. And, you know, Matt Wallner goes into a long slump like he did at the beginning of last year, I think you're into more trouble.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. And once again, thanks for the time, and hopefully we can visit again down the road.
Of course, anytime. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. They get beat by the Jays 2-1. And by the way, they get the Red Sox tomorrow, and then there's not much left in the Grapefruit League. They play Monday, they play Tuesday, and then they head for St. Louis. They have a workout day on Wednesday, and then the season opener Thursday, Twins and Cardinals from St. Louis on Thursday, and our coverage will begin at 2:30, first pitch at 3:15, built-in day off Friday, and then, of course, back on the radio on Saturday. We'll have all 162. And we'll have more Twins coverage tomorrow, more Twins talk tomorrow. Scott Korzenowski between 10 and noon, and then, of course, the Twins and the Red Sox at high noon as we close out the Grapefruit League. And get ready for the regular season on Thursday here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.